And we are live. Hello, happy Monday to all of you. And Alejandro Tornato here, coming directly from Beaufort, Georgia. And without any delays, today we want to get right into our topic. And I want to welcome all of you, I mean, to another episode of Alejandro and Bob Unplugged. And as you can see, to my left or to my right, whatever your angle of vision is, I have my dear friend and colleague, Bob DiGiacomo. How are you doing, Bob? Happy Monday to you.
Hey, happy Monday to you. I'm flat out excited. I'm sitting outside in case you haven't noticed. No, I'm not on an airplane about to take off. That's probably something we'll talk more about history in a moment, but it's a little breezy out here, so hopefully it will not interfere. I'm going to turn it around real quick, Alejandro. I'm just going to turn around real quick. Maybe they can see that palm tree swaying in the breeze.
Yes, it's beautiful.
And then there's another palm tree and another palm tree.
That's right.
And another palm tree. And oh, more palm trees.
Yes.
There's palm trees everywhere, just like opportunity.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, I mean, today we are going to be talking about a golden opportunities. I mean, we are not just going to put a golden opportunity, because I think that there are golden opportunities everywhere. And I remember reading a book called 3 Feet from Gold. And what a great book that was. And if you don't know the story, I mean, it's great. I mean, it's just everybody, whatever you're doing in your life, I mean, you are digging, okay? You are digging. Now, the question is not whether you are digging, is are you going to keep digging even if today you do not find anything? Because there are some people who, well, today, I mean, they don't find anything. And tomorrow they keep digging and they don't find anything. And the next day they keep digging and they don't find anything. And so, you know, some people, what they do, they stop digging. And that is the worst that can happen, because when you make that decision to stop digging, guess what happens, Bob? If you kept going another 3 feet, just 3 feet, you would have struck a golden opportunity. So let's take it. What do you think, Bob?
Are you trying to imply that those people that stop digging dig up? They just dig up and give up?
That's what they do.
And let me see, because the story is a very profound story, because what actually happened, and I know you know the story, and I'm sure some of the people listening to this know the story, but it's always good to hear the story again for the first time.
Sure.
Because timing is everything. Oh, so are opportunities. Timing is everything, because this person who had this mine that he was digging kept looking for the mother lode, the main vein. And it turns out that he dug up, he gave up and sold it to somebody else, because he had just dug and dug and dug in years and years. And he comes to find out that not too long after he sold it, that the person he sold it to became not just rich, but filthy, stinking rich. And he asked the guy, he says, well, I just had to go 3 feet. And sometimes you got to go 3 feet left and 3 feet right, or 3 feet up or 3 feet down. No. Sometimes there's not a door there. You got, oh, there's a window over the right over here. Maybe I can go through that window. And it's about persistence and not giving up. And I know we're going to go into more detail about opportunities that are presenting themselves, because you and I were discussing the other day about yin and yang.
Yeah.
69. You know, if these guys haven't heard the recording from the other day, oh, they gotta go hear that recording. And I'm just glad it's breezy out here, because let me tell you, it's been so hot that I've had to put fans, and well, that's too personal. But the point of the matter is that we were talking about 69,
yeah,
the year 1969, and how unique that, like, 2020 is a unique year, and
yeah,
the 2020 syndrome. That's what we were talking about the other day.
Sure.
Blame it on the 2020 syndrome. And with 69 yin and yang, that's kind of like a balance wheel, and you go from a degree of balance into imbalance, and balance into imbalance, and you go from chaos into order, and from order you go back into chaos. I think we use the word crises today. So we go from crises into order, and from order into crises. And so everybody's all flustered and frustrated, and have had it up to here with the COVID-19 crises. And I got to tell you, there are opportunities that are popping up everywhere as a result of this virus for those who choose to go 3 more feet, as opposed to those who just put up their feet.
Yeah, I think so. I think that, I have been reading a book, with the title, it says, Off Balance on Purpose. And like you said, you know, sometimes, I mean, that yin-yang, I mean, that going from order to chaos or crisis, and then back to order and go back to crisis. It's, I don't know, but, well, I think that I know, for those people who think that the perfect way of living is living on balance and living on order all the time, and perhaps not too many things happen, but when you have that switching between order and chaos, or order and crisis, and order and disorder, it is in those changes, in that transformation, that golden opportunities occur and present themselves. I mean, and that's a key.
And here's the thing. We assume, nasty word, we assume that everybody is in crises at the same time and order at the same time. No. I may be going through a crisis. You are having a period of order. Therefore, one cannot assume that we are all in crises mode and that woe is me, all is lost. Because there's gold in them gnar hills. Sometimes you got to be out there panning. I don't know how many people know how to pan for gold, but you got to go down to the stream, and you got to get your pan, and you take a little water, and you shuffle it around a little bit, and the sediment will fall to one side, and you spill out the water, and then you look through the sediment to see if there's a speck of gold, just a speck. Let me put that aside. Okay, let me do it again, get some fresh water and pan around, and oh, there's another speck. Let me put that speck. That's another opportunity. And because I wouldn't have those specks if I didn't go out and pan for gold in the first place.
Now, let me ask you a question, Bob. I mean, what do you think?
You can tell I'm a history teacher. You can tell that.
That's exactly right. Yes. Now, let me ask you this, and if you can just give us some examples of what do you think that, for people who are in this industry of speaking, coaching, training, facilitating, just using our mouth, I mean, to share a message, to share content, and even for us, both of us and many others who are content creators. I mean, content creators. What do you think that some golden opportunities that could present themselves right now for example?
Well, the first thing that you need to do is create a mindset that you look in the mirror, mm-hmm. I am worthy, capable, qualified, and able to go out there and take advantage of these opportunities. If you don't have that mindset to start with, then you might as well stay home. Oh, but wait a minute. Most of us are staying home and using some new opportunities. Turn that around. But you really, you've got to look in the mirror and you've got to tell yourself on a daily basis, I am the guy that is capable and worthy of helping others who may be less fortunate than I, or who are looking for exactly what I have to offer. So that's number one. For people like us who are speakers, teachers, trainers, coaches, executive consultants, whatever title we want to use this week, there are businesses out there who are in crises and they are looking for new ways of doing things to survive. And they're going to need leadership, management, coaching, advising. See, because a good coach knows that the answer always lies within the individual. We're just panning for gold, helping them to learn how to pan for gold to get those specks of gold dust that are going to add up. A classic example of this is that, of course, I carry this around most everywhere I go, and it has these things on it called apps. And you've heard the expression, there's an app for that. So some of the people we're speaking to today,
yeah,
well, there's an app for that. And you're going to be the one who's going to create the app for that, whatever that is, because that is about to be discovered by you so you can create the app. A further example of that, using the app, as some businesses evolve, because some businesses have had to change the way they do things. People could not come inside. You had to drive past. You had to phone an order in. Somebody would come deliver it on the and put it on your doorstep. I've got this app in here from Wendy's. And every couple of days, Wendy's sends me something. The other day, it was a free chicken sandwich. How would I like a free chicken sandwich? Well, I hadn't thought about it really, but that's a good idea. But of course, I'm stuck over here. I can't drive over to there. So I couldn't get my chicken sandwich. So instead, we put some chicken on the barbecue. That was help. But we are what's his name? Bill Gates wrote a book, Business at the Speed of Light.
Yeah.
And we are going to help these organizations to adapt. Now, for some people who are not necessarily like us or could be like us, but are looking for something to come along that's a little different. Remember, coincidences don't happen coincidentally. There are thoughts that are being put into your mind on a regular basis if you choose to accept the transmission. And it may be that you've been looking to start a business, but you never knew when the timing was right. In fact, I wanted to ask you this question. Why do we always start at the top of the hour? What's the matter with the bottom of the hour? What's the matter at the quarter past or the three quarter? Why does everybody have to start at the top of the hour? Can't we do something different?
We can certainly do something different. I think that the way that I look at things is different is good. I always said different Strange things are good because we get used, we get into that modality, into that kind of a daily routine that everything has to be done exactly the same way. And okay, I mean, that's, I think that that's a personal choice that everybody has. You know, I try sometimes, you know, I always hold the razor when I'm shaving in the morning with my right hand. Okay.
And okay? You always start in the same spot, don't you?
That's right. And I don't think, even though I could, I mean, it could be a personal choice, that tomorrow morning I could hold it with my left hand and shave myself. But I don't want to appear doing a Facebook Live with all my face with bruises and cuts and blood all over because I chose to shave with my left hand. So I think that I'm going to keep my razor on my right hand.
But doesn't that imply that if we don't change the way we look at things, the things we look at will not change?
That's correct. But when it comes to my face, I don't want them to change too much.
Oh, I see. Well, let's face it. So there's a lot of golden opportunity out there for the people that are prepared to take that step. The journey of 1,000 and the journey of 1 all start with the single first step.
Yes. And I think one thing, Bob, also, when we want to start something new and some people, they, when rather than taking the first step and begin to move, what they do, and I was part of that group of people.
You too.
Some time ago. Rather than looking at the first step, I was looking at step number 257 and see, what am I going to do then? Well, why am I thinking about what am I going to do then when I haven't actually started doing what is right in front of me right now? And that's the change in thinking, is let's begin with what is in front of us and begin to move in the direction of where we want to go, and we'll get there.
Once upon a time, many, many years ago, I was at approximately 3,000 feet above Columbus, Georgia. And there was this open doorway that I was standing in at that 3,000 foot height. The view was spectacular. What I was being taught to do was to take that first step, not backwards, but forwards. And so I would be in that door and I would take that first step, I would put my foot out the door just like that, and the rest would happen automatically. I would be sucked out of the plane, and I was in my parachute coming down. Now, once I'd been sucked out of the plane, it was up to me to not let fate take me where the winds were going to take me, but to ensure that I controlled it to the best of my ability and had a successful adventure. Now, the same is applicable for taking that first step, as opposed to the 223rd step or whatever 200 step you were, 78th, I think you mentioned.
Yeah.
And you've got to take that first step and get sucked out of the airplane, and then you can guide your way along. But I've got to point out something else that's very important here. There's golden opportunities out there everywhere, but if we are not seeking to develop ourselves with training and knowledge and the like, then we're inhibiting our progress.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. I think that just raising yourself to the next level is a primary step before achieving anything. I mean, it's just, we need to keep, that's what I'm saying, that, and when I talk to people, I say this almost on a regular basis, and it's the fact that we have to get into a mindset of being a long life learner, a perpetual learner, a perpetual student. I know that everybody wants to get to the position of being a professor, you know.
You can tell there's some traffic going by today.
Yes. but I think that is even better to stay at the student level, because being a student is always, you have that mindset of learning, of keep exploring, keep adding value to your life, so then you can push that value onto others. But
and even at my age, because I'm a lot older than you, I am still out there learning. In fact, when I finally get to my next destination, I've already ordered several books that are going to help me to expand my horizons. You know, it's a funny thing about when you go to Barnes & Noble or some of these bookstores, or when you're at a event, an event, and you buy these books, and then they end up on the shelf at home.
That's right.
And you dust them off maybe once in a while. and they stay on the shelf. And then suddenly one day something happens. Gold decides to rear its head and say, oh, there's gold out there. And suddenly you go right to the bookshelf and you pick up this particular book, which it's a good thing you had it on your shelf to start with.
Yes.
Because it's there waiting for you to pull off the shelf and open up, and oh my gosh, I wish I would have known this sooner. Well, no, not necessarily. You're knowing it when you're supposed to know it. But had you not listened to the suggestion that was given to you that said, you need to buy this book,
that's right,
where would you be?
That's right. There's one more thing that I want to share with you and get your opinion on, and is, we're talking about golden opportunities, okay? And we are seeing that there are golden opportunities everywhere. But there is this other perspective that we need to consider, that even if you don't find a golden opportunity that is out there somewhere waiting, how about each one of us making and creating golden opportunities, creating those opportunities, not just expecting that as we traverse and journey in this life, we are going to come across and we are going to find opportunities. Because believe it or not, sometimes we get face to face with an opportunity and we need to grab it quickly. But if we don't find in our daily journeys a golden opportunity that is waiting there, how about us creating new opportunities? How do we go about doing that?
Well, this is going to be a mind change for many people, because we surround ourselves with the TV on, we surround ourselves with all sorts of other things going on around us. I'm going to suggest and recommend, and most often this is the first thing in the morning, because remember, there was this the magical morning thing that I had been talking about a while back, about what to do each morning when you wake up, and get up earlier than you normally would. Get up earlier than you normally would, because the day disappears too fast. And there's a lot of things you can get done in that time that you normally would be trying to sleep. So your mind is trying to tell you, get up, I've got things I want to tell you. And take 10 minutes in a quiet, special place in the house. Just you, the three of you, you, yourself, and you. And jot down on paper some things that come to your mind, mm-hmm. and transfer it down onto the paper. And do this every day, every day, every day. And see what keeps popping up. See how many things you're coming up with. But there probably will be a certain theme that will start to flow. And perhaps you're starting to realize that you're being taken down the road, and there's going to be that fork in the road. And Yogi Berra always says it best: when you come to a fork in the road, take it. And of course, you know the poem about two roads converged in the distance, me not knowing which one to take. And ultimately, I took the one less traveled by. And this could be the gold mine that you've been waiting for. And it's been right there in your pan, swishing around in that liquid as you're looking for that golden opportunity to present itself.
That's right. Yes, I think so. And I think that, having a morning ritual of getting up early before everyone else gets up, and where it's quiet and not taking that time and that energy get on your phone and start checking texts or checking emails or getting into social media, but just spend time alone with your thoughts. And see what is flowing through you, and then just write it down, journal it, and see, because yes, the average, on average, how many thoughts and ideas do we have every day? I mean, like 40,000, 50,000 is something
more.
Yes, even more. And of course, when you look at those, a very high number of those thoughts and they are negative. Okay, they're negative, and so don't pay attention to those. But in the morning, when everything is quiet and you begin to think, then you're going to see, I mean, ideas coming to, and don't be afraid, because some of those ideas could be, oh my goodness, how am I going to get this done? Well, remember what one of my mentors used to say, stop thinking of the how you are going to do something, just concentrate on the why, and concentrate on taking the first step and begin moving in that direction. The how, it doesn't matter. The how is going to be revealed to you as you keep moving, but don't become with analysis paralysis because the how is overwhelming. It doesn't matter the how, is just begin to move.
My last words before you sign us off is that our other mentor and teacher says, be a river, not a reservoir. Let it flow.
That's exactly right. Let it flow. And with that, thank you so very much. We come to the end of another Alejandro and Bob Unplugged. I truly hope that this was valuable to you, that you would begin to look at opportunities, and once you see one, grab it quickly and begin acting on it. And if not, think of what you can create yourself that could be a great opportunity in your life. So thank you so very much. And as I always remind you, to live every moment, be resilient, and also be kind, be passionate, be intentional. Make the best of every opportunity. And be well, my friends. Thank you, Bob. And until the next time, all the very best. Bye-bye.